Germany's Deutsche Bank has blamed the U.S. president's tax reforms for its free fall into the red line in 2017. The Frankfurt-based bank says its net loss amounted to $640 million last year. The bank also says that its revenues have tumbled more than $32 million. Deutsche Bank has forecast that its long-term benefits would fall to 30% by the end of 2018. Donald Trump signed into law a sweeping overhaul of the U.S. tax code last year. Washington claims the move will boost corporate profits of banks and other companies, but his decision has been the source of concern for several global financial institutions. Joining us live now from New York is Ian Williams, who is with Foreign Policy in Focus. Ian, do you think it's fair for Deutsche Bank to blame Trump's tax codes for its losses?
Well, it was one of the partial factors, and it's the one everyone seized upon because it was the sexy one, of course. But it's a very complex issue, and it also takes attention from the fact that Deutsche Bank is paying almost $1 billion in bonuses to a loss-making investment sector, which is very un-German. And there's a poetic justice here because a lot of Deutsche Bank's problems are because they moved from the old-fashioned German standards and moved to modern Anglo-American banking standards, which meant they were buying crazy securities that helped cause the 2008 crisis, and they've had to pay fines on that. Now they're paying Anglo-Saxon-style bonuses and generally leading to a loss of confidence from Germans in what was once the archetypal German institution. They seem to have inherited all of the sins of Anglo-Saxon banking without any of its money-making potential. They're not doing it right.
So I wonder, Ian, what is your opinion then on the tax code of Donald Trump? Because, as I reported, it was meant to increase corporate profits. It's meant to be good for corporations, really, as many people have said.
Well, it's going to tremendously increase corporate profits. But the banks and the financial institutions were, of course, their clients were corporations that were hedging against not paying tax in America, and we're holding the money abroad, and with the one-off tax, with the one-off sort of tax deal from the U.S. Treasury, they repatriate this money. They will get a much reduced tax rate on it. This means that Deutsche Bank's usefulness as to holding this money, dealing in tax-deferred funds, etc., is falling apart. So, in that sense, in a strict banking sense, he's quite right to say, hey, we couldn't do anything about it. But then to go ahead and pay the bonuses regardless, I've never heard of an employer, I've never heard of a chief executive from the Anglo-Saxon world say, we can't blame the workers because there's a downturn in sales. Therefore, we will keep them on and give them bonuses instead of firing them. It's a very strict double standard. Bankers and executives get money when things go bad, and the rest of the people go hang, they get fired. This is noticeable, especially in a country like Germany, which has a sort of a corporatist standard where companies are supposed to at least think about their workforces.
All right, Ian, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you putting that all into context for us.